Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
fun. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Rich Galen is our guest. Mullings.com is his website. You need to subscribe to his thrice weekly cyber column, and at least it'll be thrice weekly for another month or so, right? Then it drops off for a month and then comes back, right, Rich?
Yeah, in August I go to twice a week. And we've talked about this, and this is interesting from a small business standpoint. I originally thought what I would do is in August just do the best of, and I wouldn't have to write new ones. And I found out that it took so long to write the setup to explain what was going on when I wrote the original column. It was just easier to write a new column.
Well, but then see, you're like me. When you and I say the best of, the audience says, we're going to be the judge of that.
Yeah. You're going to do the best of, so what are you going to do for the second one?
That's right. Hey, Rich, quickly, I want to talk about the wars in a minute. But before we go there, do you think... You know, obviously, they're going to work something out between Congress and between the Republicans and the Democrats and the administration. They're going to work something out. They're not going to let this thing fail. They're going to come up with something. But do you think the Republicans will be able to hold on to no tax increases?
No, I don't. No, here's what they'll do. They'll do it like they're doing the Greek restructuring. They're going to restructure the Greek debt, but going to call it something else. And there will be tax increases, but they'll call it something else. And I don't know what the something else is yet or how they'll do it. But everybody will be able to claim credit. And the Democrats also will have to allow changes in the nature of Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security, probably.
Well, when the Democrats look around for the meanies, you know, the oil companies and the rich people, the billionaires, they look around to tax those people. They can afford it, et cetera, et cetera. It reminds me of when they got mad at rich people back about 21 years ago, and they imposed the luxury tax.
Right.
And all they really accomplished was to put the boat building business industry out of business, which cost millions of blue-collar jobs. That's what it accomplished.
That's exactly right.
And that's what any increase that they're talking about. And see, this is what's so insane. This is what's so, in my mind, almost criminal about this kind of thinking. I mean, it hurts the people that they claim to be helping.
Here's what I would – yeah, that's exactly right. Here's what I would demand if I were in Congress, another reason why I'm not in Congress, is, okay, if you want a tax increase, you tell me for every, pick a number, $10 million that you collect in new taxes, how many non-government jobs will that produce? And if you're wrong about that, then we got to give the money back to the taxpayers. Because we're back in the system, Jim, where too many people think it's the government's money, and we're allowed to keep what they don't want, as opposed to it's my money, and I'm allowed to keep what I don't want to give you.
Well, that's exactly right, and I'll tell you, the last thing in the world we need right now is any kind of tax increases. I'm opposed to it 100%. I hope the Republicans stick to their guns on this. Rich, quick wrap up on what's going on. President Obama recently announced that he's pulling folks out of pulling our troops out of Afghanistan in over a couple of stages. What do you think?
I don't know. You know, I don't know what the military situation is. I'm not a military
strategist. But you've been to Afghanistan.
But I've been there a lot, and the real answer is that there's no good answer to Afghanistan because it's been under these kinds of conditions.
So nothing's changed in 3,000
years. And nothing's going to change. The real issue is, and this sounds really awful, but I think it's true, we are now down to the point where are we willing to sacrifice American lives so that girls can go to school? And it's a very tough question, and I think the answer is probably no.
Because when we pull out, will it go back to Taliban type of thing?
I don't think there's any question. And if the Taliban will agree not to allow terror bases to be set up again, which they will do, I think, in return for getting control of the country, then we're just going to have to leave.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking about coming down. Would we get out of Afghanistan completely then?
We're going to have to. I mean, what
completely.
Happens?
Completely. I mean, leave all 100%.
It depends on the government. I mean, it's called a SOFA agreement, Status of Forces Agreement. And my guess is that the Taliban will say thanks anyway, but get out.
Right, but no, it won't be like Korea and Japan and Europe.
Or Iraq, no.
Yeah,
right, correct.
But Iraq, we're staying. We're going to be have folks there for a while.
Yeah, we have a status of forces, and it's handy to have bases there.
Yeah.
Because it's good to have some forward to be able to position equipment and personnel
right.
In case you do need them for fun.
Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, my friend.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Don't forget to check out his website, Mullings.com. If you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, you want to know what he's thinking. If you're a Democrat, you want to know what he's up to. So check it out when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.